Welcome to Be the Referee with MHSAA Assistant Director Brent Rice.
You'll hear a crowd scream over and back anytime the ball is first touched in the backcourt by the team last in possession of the ball. But it isn't as simple as that. Correctly referred to as a backcourt violation, there are three key elements that must first occur. The team must have team control while on the court. The team must be the last to touch the ball in the front court. The team must be the first to touch the ball in the backcourt. One way a backcourt violation can occur is when a dribbler establishes 3 points, the ball in 2 feet, in the front court, and then retreats to the backcourt. There are also a number of exceptions to this rule that apply to jump balls, throw-ins, and when a player is making a defensive play. And remember that it's not always as easy to call as it appears.
Thanks, Brent. You can be a referee. Go online now to register at MHSAA.com. Be the Referee is a production of the MHSAA Network.